Hey, Sister Almond.
Uh-huh.
Where are we?
Well, we're not over by those truckers.
That's true. We moved. We're in a Walmart, and we got some noisy truckers here again tonight.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how they can handle that with each other. They're all parked together. I'll give them that. You see them all stacked together?
Like, their trucks must be pretty soundproof or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, I hope you're all doing well today. Are you doing well today, Sister Almond?
Mm-hmm.
We had a interesting day. What did we do today?
Are you asking me or?
Yeah.
Oh.
You were there.
I went for a walk this morning, just a little one around the corner, and I saw a beautiful little lake.
Oh yeah. Awesome. We walked by when it was dark out.
We saw that at night. Yeah, the night before.
Did you see any alligators?
No. No. But it was really pretty. It was really refreshingly chilly this morning, so that was awesome. And then we took a little drive down the road.
Took a drive down the road, and we met Brother Zealous and Sister Carr in a park, and today was a work day on his van. He had to put some new shocks on, put some windows in, so that's pretty much what we did all day.
Well, you brothers did,
That all done.
Sisters did a whole bunch of washing and things like that.
Van stuff.
There's like a water spigot there, and you can have as much as you need.
Yeah, nice park with water and garbage cans for putting garbage in that we needed to dump, and so yeah, it worked really good.
These are like super big blessings that we're very thankful for, that we could just go park, stay all day and be welcome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was a beautiful sunny day too.
The other day we stayed at a little park and I had Brother Cool go around with my garbage picker and he picked the whole park up from garbage. So
and what did we see after that?
We do our share. Alligator.
It was one of those birds on top of the garbage can bending its head. Its feet were up by the hole and its head was bending down into the garbage can picking out the food off of
somebody left like some food there thing. He was picking it out.
That was cute. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a beautiful sunny day. Finally, the rain cleared out, so that was kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that.
And then later on, at the end of the day, we got on a phone call. We're helping a man who's new in the faith, and he's overcoming a lot of things, some big things, some small things. And I guess I just wanted to talk about the importance of overcoming. We all have to overcome. Revelation 3:12, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God. I like that. Mm-hmm. Overcoming. That's what we all must be prepared to do, whether we're new in the faith or old in the faith.
Oh, yeah.
Every day we have to overcome.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, you know, all that, because we always tell people, like, in the first part of your walk, you got to overcome so much. You're giving up so many things, leaving behind, starting to do things that you've never had to do before. And it can be like a big mountain of them, and it can be difficult. It can be very difficult at times. Some things can be really hard to do, get rid of, to start doing whatever. But you know what? I was thinking about this question for you. Is there anything that we've had to do or let go of that hasn't given us freedom?
Is there anything that we haven't let go of that hasn't given us freedom? Well, I think it gives you spiritual freedom, that's for sure.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like a sense of freedom in one way or another.
Yeah.
Whether it's a physical freedom, like you're always telling people, we have much more time because we don't practice any of the pagan holidays or the birthdays and the worldly carnal celebrations. Freedom.
Yeah, the Bible says the truth will set you free, John 8:32.
So it does.
When you walk in the truth, you automatically are free in the spirit. Yeah, and I think there's a lot of practical things coming out of the world sets you free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even disassociation with people, because as you're walking in the light, a lot of the stuff can really hurt that you got to do.
Yeah, what we see is,
when you're done, you see the freedom.
What we see is losses really ends up being freedom.
And gain,
I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, like Paul says, he counts everything as dung.
Amen.
The loss is nothing compared to Christ.
Yeah, Christ calls us to lose our life, so for reasonable service.
And then a brother happened to say something. I don't know if I'm going to get this right, but I'm going to kind of summarize and put a thought to it. You know, when you have to get rid of things, don't rob yourself of the joy to get rid of the sins or to obey. You know, if you do it grudgingly
God wants a cheerful giver, which means not just with money, giving up yourself.
Yeah. Giving up the sins, giving up your life, giving
up your pride, encouraging him to look at it as a blessing that God's given him light, given him truth, given him time, given him the wisdom, given him people to help him, encourage him to do it. So look at these changes, these things we have to do to overcome. Look at them as great benefits and be thankful, not look at them as all burdensome and weary.
Right. Like, so if you have pride and vanity as a woman and you have to now start covering your hair and dressing right. biblical, put your pride on the altar. Zealously put that vanity yeah. on the altar. Put those wicked novels on the altar. Put that television on the altar. Put it all up there and,
put your
burn
old
it.
Worldly clothing on the altar.
Yeah, all of it. Whatever yeah. it is that you have to go through, yeah.
Get rid of it for God's glory.
Amen. And do it with thankfulness yeah. for all he's done.
Amen.
Yeah. So hopefully that's encouraging to
you. And the
people.
More you do in the beginning, the stronger you get, like we were telling them, and then it just becomes natural as your spirit man takes over and puts the flesh man down. It just becomes more and more natural.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Definitely.
What else? Anything else on your mind, Sister Robin?
Well, I have a scripture verse.
Would you like to share with us?
Uh-huh. It's my ending one.
Let's do it.
Might be another short edification audio, but you know what? Sometimes the short ones can be just as edifying as the long ones.
Absolutely.
Yeah. John 14, 16 through 18. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And
yeah.
I hope that's a comfort to these new people who are striving
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Nobody calls the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, but that's what uh-huh. the scriptures call them.
Right.
I have Ephesians 1, 15 through 23. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what's the riches of glory of his inheritance of the saints, and what is exceeding greatness of power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him the head over all things to the ecclesia, the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. I like that.
Yeah.
I like the part where it says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in heavenly places. It reminds us of the gospel, but then also where it says, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's what we need. We need the wisdom and revelation to understand who God is, who is, what his word says to us, and how we can live it out.
Amen.
Good stuff.
We can know all things.
Amen. We can know all things.
Yep, through the Spirit.
Well, we hope that you're striving for the kingdom. We hope that you're an overcomer. Check out DontPerish.com. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering Area. I'm working on another Revelation verse by verse and some more teachings. I think Sister's been adding scripture readings from our young brother Akuo to the website.
Yep.
And I think you've been doing scripture readings
yeah,
for the
I've
sisters as well.
I've been trying to do throughout the week some posts, you know, general
yep.
things. Just some scripture thoughts, little blurbs of it, and then maybe a little bit about what our day is going on. And you'll see at the top tonight, there's a walk in the park that we took yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll see a smoothie recipe.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And then I did a sister's post. It shows some of the pictures from the day and stuff.
Yeah, and this park that you'll see on video, it wasn't a big, fancy, extreme park that we went to.
No.
It was right on the way. Brother Kuo found it. And we sat there and cooked some dogs, and then we worked online and loaded our videos from our last preach. And it was just a little tiny, maybe 300-foot area where we walked along
like
the water right there by the parking lot.
Yeah.
It was a boat launch. Where
a boat
we were.
Launch, yeah, you're right.
It was a boat launch. It wasn't even a park, but there was a beautiful area with trees that almost looked like a swamp. That's where we saw that alligator, little alligator.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Sister Robin took a video. So just sharing God's creation.
Yeah, there's... Everybody gets to see all the wickedness of the world. We like to share God's creation and
Amen.
Lift that up and him up.
Amen.
Praise God. We love you all.
All right. Till next time, go out, seek the kingdom. We're here to help any seekers or anyone seeking after Christ.
Amen.
Amen. May God be praised.